Chapter 3. Suddenly the great hall filled with laughter. The king's friends could not believe what they heard. Most of them already thought Andras was a fool. Now they all did. However, the king did not laugh. He stared at his son. He had a sad look on his face. Andras moved from one foot to the other. He was nervous. "Well, father," he said, "what is your answer?"
"This tribe already has a king, Andras," said King Brennin. "I am their king. I thought you knew that."
"Yes, father, of course," said Andras. "And you are a very good king. But you're growing old. It's time for you to relax and enjoy life."
"Silence!"
The king's shout shocked everyone. He stood up and turned to Andras.
"I know that I'm growing old," he said, "but my son is not yet ready to be king."
"But father, I am 23 years old," said Andras.
"I am old enough. Last month I married Gwen. I am a man now."
"Yes, but my son Mabon isn't old enough," said the king quietly. "He is only 20. He's too young to be king yet."
Andras was shocked and confused. Mabon was his younger brother.
"Father, what are you saying?" he cried.
"Mabon can't be king. I am the oldest, and the oldest son always becomes king after the father."
The king looked at his son sadly. "Andras, you are not the right man to be king," he said. "For many years our people have lived in peace. They are happy and safe. If you become king, everything will change. You are impatient and aggressive. You think the best way to solve problems is with your sword. You are not the best man to lead our people. Mabon is intelligent and kind. He will be a wise leader for our tribe."
Andras did not expect this answer. He was the oldest son, so he should be king. He had waited many years. He never thought his father might choose Mabon. He needed to speak carefully. His father was already angry with him. How could he make him change his mind?
"Father," he said, "you are a great king, and your people love you. They love you because you are wise and fair."
"Thank you, Andras," said the king. "That is a kind thing to say."
"Therefore," said Andras, "I hope you will be fair with me. You have decided I will be a bad king. You have decided I am too impatient and aggressive to rule wisely. You think I am too quick to use my sword when there are problems."
"That is correct," said the king sadly. "But I still love you as a son, Andras."
"Then give me a chance to show you," said Andras. "If you are a fair king, let me show you that I can be a wise leader. That's all I ask for. One chance."
The king was thoughtful. Then he looked at his friends. They nodded their heads. Andras tried not to smile. He had said the right thing. The king had to be fair. He had to give him a chance.
"I will give you a challenge," said the king. "If you are successful, you will be king. I will discuss this with my friends. Come and see me tomorrow."
"Yes, father, of course, thank you."
Andras left the hall with a big smile. He jumped onto his horse and raced out of town as fast as he could. He laughed as the people jumped out of his way.